The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Thursday already.
23rd, Richard.
How did that happen? Thursday the 23rd, 2022. We have got mostly clear skies and a high of 98 today. Woo! It's going to be a warm one. I'm Richard Dixon, along with Valerie Vining. Portions of today's show brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, ALRoofPros.com, on the World Wide Web. You can give them a call at 722-ROOF, 722-7663. When you are looking for somebody who can handle a repair or replacement on your roof, they'd rather repair than replace. They also work with all the major insurance companies and can handle all the paperwork for you to make it a downright pleasant experience. Don't let the water get in through the roof. Call Alabama Roofing Professionals, ALRoofPros.com, 722-ROOF, 722-7663, and let's hit some headlines.
Into the news.
Hungry for news.
Pro-abortion activists swarmed the Wisconsin state capitol yesterday as the GOP blocked an attempt to overturn Wisconsin's abortion law, which has been on the books since 1849.
Since when?
1849.
My goodness.
That's right. There was a law passed in 1849 that said abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Now, should the Supreme Court overturn Roe versus Wade? We'll get some of those rulings today, by the way, and the Supreme Court added a third day of announcing rulings. That's going to be tomorrow. They're working on a Friday.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
They probably need to. There's a lot of business to handle before they are done.
Yeah. But should they overturn Roe versus Wade, then Wisconsin automatically snaps back to, yep, abortion is illegal in this state. Now, a bunch of pro-abortion activists showed up because the Democratic governor of Wisconsin decided that we need to call a special session and do something about that. We need to rescind that law.
Mm-hmm.
And the GOP legislature said, well, you can call a special session if you want to, but you can't make us do nothing in it. So they showed up and they went, okay, we're in a special session. Everybody here? All right, adjourned. And then they left.
Yep.
And all of these protesters showed up in the hallways and chanted and beat drums. It was an insurrection, Valerie.
That's what we're going to call it. Yeah, this is, everybody's really interested in this, whether or not the justices are going to overturn the Roe v. Wade and how that's going to affect. We know what's going to happen. It's going to go back to the states that where it really should be.
Sure.
But all these people that are protesting right now, not only in Wisconsin, but in Washington, D.C., outside of the Supreme Court, are about to lose their mind if this indeed goes back to the states, which it looks like it's probably going to do.
Well, it may. And here's the thing. You then can work overtime to try to elect people to your state who have the abortion views that you share.
Mm-hmm.
If you're anti-abortion, you will work to elect anti-abortion people. If you're pro-abortion, you will work to elect pro-abortion people. And now you actually have some say in things, because up until now, you really haven't. You know, the Supreme Court made it really, you don't get to elect a Supreme Court justice.
No.
That's how that works. So anyway, we'll see. I doubt that it's going to come out today. I doubt it's going to come out tomorrow.
It'll be the last thing.
I think it'll be the absolute dead last thing that comes out so that they can all then just leave town.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement accounts have lost trillions as the stock market has faltered here recently. When investors get their quarterly 401k statements in the next few weeks, they're going to get some really bad news. The S&P 500, which is probably the best measure of U.S. stocks, down 21%.
Ow. Yeah, it's painful if you've looked at your 401k lately. Mm. You're like, oh my gosh.
NASDAQ down 30%. Mm. The Dow down 16% so far this year. And Americans are seeing the value of their retirement accounts dwindle along with these drops. Now,
just hang in there, folks. I mean, you know, we're going through a little bit of a rough time and probably will be for the next couple of years. And I think maybe once we get past that, things will, you know, hopefully come back.
But if you were headed into 2022 going, I'm going to retire 23, it's going to be over.
You're probably reevaluating
that. You are going to be working for a few more years, my friend. I, of course, plan to never retire. I'm going to work up until lunch on the day of my funeral. The man who drove his car through a pedestrian-packed Times Square, killing one teenager and injuring 22 other tourists, was found not responsible after he used the insanity defense. Yeah. This is a Navy veteran. Well, he was kicked out of the Navy because he had violent outbursts. And he claimed to be schizophrenic. Also said, by the way, he smoked some PCP-laced marijuana before he engaged in this. Drove three blocks in order to do this. And, you know, Thomas Elsman, whose 18-year-old daughter Alyssa was killed in the attack, told the New York Post, I think this is bull bleep.
Good. Yeah, she's right.
I tend to believe that Thomas is absolutely correct about that. The successful use of the insanity defense, by the way, is very rare. It's used in about 1% of all criminal cases, is only successful 25% of the time.
Now, if you want to say the drugs attributed to maybe being a little bit, but he can't really use the word insane.
No.
The drugs impaired whatever it was you were doing, but that doesn't mean necessarily you're insane.
But he was responsible for taking the drugs.
Sure.
So that means that he should be responsible. Anyway, it's not like he's getting off scot-free. He's going to a mental institution, most likely for the rest of his life. Voter turnout in Alabama for the runoff was horrible. It was the lowest in about 35 years. We're talking about less than 13%. We had just about 24% for the primary, about half that for the runoff, which is pretty standard. It's just amazing to me how little people cared about who was going to be the next senator from the state of Alabama.
Yeah, because it was a big deal. And the fact that we had, you know, about 23% that went out for the primary on May 24th. And then you have this runoff between two candidates, Mo Brooks and Katie Britt. That was the big one that everybody had their eye on. And you only have 13% out of 3.6 million registered voters in the state that came out and voted. That is really disappointing. It's like, you know, what is the deal? Do people just not care? Were they, you know,
I wonder,
they didn't think their vote mattered? I mean, I just wonder where people were on that.
Is it possible that the inundation of advertising
was a turnoff, maybe?
Just really bludgeoned people into a sense of numbness?
Maybe.
That they were like, I don't really care. I just want it over with. They are all the same. You hear that a lot. Oh, they're all the same. They're not all the same. I would hold up, for instance, John Cornyn and a Rand Paul, and compare and contrast. You're going to find two completely different people, and they're even in the same party. As one of those deals where you just go like, what? No, clearly you're not.
You just have to.
Not all the same.
You have to dig a little bit, and it's unfortunate because some of these campaign ads paint the other candidate to be this horrible person.
Yes.
Just by,
and
you know,
the fact is, they're both horrible people. Let's face the facts.
I just, you know, I don't know. I get a bad taste in my mouth, and I'm sure that other people do too when they see these attack ads. And you know full well.
But they work.
They work, and it's just it's just a dirty tactic when it comes to campaigning. And
tactic that works.
And shouldn't be allowed. Some of this, you know, if you want to base it on facts, give us the whole paragraph of the person, what the person said. Please don't take part of it and attach it to another situation. And the two have nothing to do with each other, and yet you're allowed to do that. And I just think some changes need to come.
Not sure you're going to get that law passed. I don't. Most of the people who would be in charge of passing that law used some sort of deception to get themselves elected. So, yeah, you see the problem there.
Yep.
Back in 2018, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum were locked in a battle for governor of Florida, and it was a tight race. I mean, it was one of those that came down to the wire. It was like a half a percent. It was very, very close. And finally, Andrew Gillum went ahead and conceded the race. And Ron DeSantis has turned out to be really one of the best governors in America.
I mean, so good that people are looking at him as possibly being, you know, the next president. That they would really like for him to run. I mean, even the most recent polls, he's a little ahead of Donald Trump.
Possible presidential material, handled COVID with aplomb, has handled the economy, really probably the most booming economy in that state out of the entire country. Booming employment. It is something like three times better
and
than the rest
isn't
of
afraid
the
to take on big companies. You know, even somebody as huge as Disney is over that whole issue with
laser on the table. Yep. People like what he has to say. Andrew Gillum, on the other hand, shortly after he lost, well, it was about 2 years later in 2020, he was found in a motel room with a male escort and a bunch of crystal meth. By the way, another man in the room had to be revived like with Narcan because he was so far gone on whatever drugs were going on.
Yep.
Andrew Gillum himself was not exactly of right mind.
It was meant to be that Ron DeSantis won that election.
Now Gillum's been indicted on 21 felonies stemming from the gubernatorial campaign, having to do with financial wire fraud, having to do with fraud overall. He could face literally scores of years in prison over this. I don't know if he's going to get that.
Yeah, unlawful soliciting and obtaining funds from various entities and individuals. Oh, my goodness. The list goes on and on.
It's funny to me because this is the stuff that a lot of people are blaming Trump and claiming Trump did. Like, he tried to raise money for the election campaign thing, and then he just misused it. And it's like, well, great, file some charges.
Yeah, show us where that happened.
Well, we don't have that kind of evidence. Oh, okay.
Well, then be quiet.
But Andrew
Gillum, you don't have the evidence.
Andrew Gillum getting charged with exactly what people are claiming Trump was doing, that should speak volumes about all of this. If you're having problems getting a great quality workforce when it comes to millwrights, and if you need millwrights, you know what I'm talking about. Safe, skilled, local union millwrights are a phone call away. 205-718-2743. 205-718-2743. American Millwright and Fabrication can provide you with the skilled laborers you need. Installing machinery big and small, relocating existing equipment, industrial maintenance and repair work, and welding. They do it all. They help build Buc-ee's in Leeds. They work with all of these auto manufacturers and automobile part manufacturers in the area. They can get you first-year apprentices. They can get you seasoned journeymen. They can get you anything and everything in between. Whether you need one worker or 20, you can count on the gang over at American Millwright and Fabrication. Their phone number, once again, 205-718-2743. 205-718-2743. Find them online by using your favorite search engine to look up American Millwright and Fabrication. Coming up, useless Hollywood news.
Dixon and Vining, and you talk about great prices and a great selection. Well, Lanius Furniture and Warrior is what comes to my mind. John Lanius, what a great guy. I love what his great-grandfather started almost 87 years ago, and that's Lanius Furniture Company in Warrior. You will get great prices. You will get great selection. Talking with him last week, over 1,000 Lazy Boys on his showroom floor right now, all the colors and styles that you would love for your home, and you can load that up in your vehicle or have them deliver it. Arlene is also there. She is their interior designer. She is dynamite at what she does and is very, very helpful, and she's ready to assist you today. Go up and see him. Short drive to Warrior. Go see him at Lanius Furniture or visit him online. LaniusFurnitureCompany.com.
Another hot one on tap today, getting up into the 98 degree range.
Wow.
With very sunny skies, and it looks like it's going to hang that way through the weekend. Don't know when the next time we're going to see some rain.
Maybe Sunday, Monday. I saw that Sunday? On the rate. Yeah, but it's not a huge chance. Like, maybe 20, 30, 40, something like that.
Woo!
Yep. We need it.
Yes.
laws
are... I have to water Emperor Hirohito.
Emperor... Oh, that's your tree.
My Japanese maple. He's got it, and you have to set it for trickle.
You don't want to overdo on that.
You can't just dump it on there. You know, the thing is, you got to wait for the water to actually sink in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do because I live in an area where the ground is cement, basically. Just trying to
dig. So do you have a permanent hose that's like wrapped around the tree that you can just...
No, I would actually bring
it over
the
there
hose
and
over
it, okay.
And set it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a sprinkler system.
Yeah, that's what I need.
That's what you need.
A sprinkler system just so that I can water my Japanese
maple.
That's
right. Doesn't your lawn need a little water?
Nope.
No water for
the
lawn.
Screw the lawn. The lawn dies, I don't have to cut it. That's what I think. 8:20, time for some useless Hollywood news.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
It's about fame. And what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
Reports are claiming that Amber Heard is being cut from Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom, and is being recast. This is where they would have to go in and reshoot all the scenes that she was in with a different actress. Now,
that's pricey.
They apparently had trimmed the thing back to the point where she was in it very little anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're thinking, you know what? Maybe we just go back and rearrange all of this and do it again. It's not unprecedented. It happened with Kevin Spacey with All the Money in
Remember
the World.
That. Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, got in trouble with the law. And they said, you know what? We're throwing you over. And they brought in Christopher Plummer to play the role. And they reshot everything. The movie was still a bomb. Didn't really go anywhere.
You know, this is a product of her own making, though. You know? I mean... She had things going in the right direction and then starts making all these claims against Johnny Depp, ends up in court, and now we find out the real story. So, you know.
The downfall was when it was discovered that she had used makeup to make it appear as though she had been bruised by him. That was the moment in which it was like, okay, so now we really can't believe anything you say, is what you're telling me. She's talking about writing a tell-all.
Oh, please don't.
And I'm thinking...
Please don't.
So you want to add slander to the libel, mm-hmm, do you? Yeah. Is that what you're doing? You want to...
You're going to be back in court.
That's what you want to...
You don't want to be back in court. You want to be done with this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Put it behind you, baby.
That's not very smart on her part.
By the way, she was seen shopping at TJ Maxx the other day. Now, that's how far Amber Heard has fallen. Multi-millionaire actress shopping.
They might have had a heck of a sale, Richard. You never know.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah. Luggage. Maybe she needs to travel. They got luggage pieces there.
She needs to get the hell away from me. That's where she needs to go. Mystery Science Theater 3000, a wonderful nerdy show that real nerds love. Been around for quite a while. And it disappeared for a while. Then it came back on Netflix. And... now, a movie that was made in Mobile is going to be featured on it this Friday. That's tomorrow.
For no other reason, on a small budget, the fact that it was done in Mobile, Alabama, maybe watch it and support it.
Demon Squad.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to do is make fun of it, of course.
That's what they do
with all of these movies, as well it should be. My personal favorite, Manos, the Hands of Fate. Manos, by the way, being what Spanish for hands, so the name of the movie is Hands... The Hands of Fate. I don't know why I find that hilarious, but it is. Guy who played keyboard for some of the biggest names in the business, his name is Brett Tuggle. He started his career in 1981 with Steppenwolf, later attracted the attention of Rick Springfield, performed with him for several years. Then he teamed up with David Lee Roth and toured from 1986 to 94. He actually co-wrote the 1987 hit Just Like Paradise, which was a pretty good one for him. And then he got lured into Fleetwood Mac. He was an acquaintance of Mick Fleetwood. He had performed once with the band Mick Fleetwood Zoo. In 97, he joined Fleetwood Mac. The band was at the height of their reunion era. Remember, after Bill Clinton got them back together again for his inauguration, and then they went, you know what, we're having a good time, let's stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Tuggle remained in the lineup for 21 years. He finally got bounced about the time that Lindsey Buckingham was, because they said, Stevie Nicks said, he's too close to Lindsey, we need to let him go. Interestingly, Tuggle later performed with each one of them during their solo gigs.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
70 years old, passes away, and this was cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is battling that?
Sadly. But wow, one of the unsung sidemen of rock and roll, one of those guys, You know, our own Buck Johnson from Birmingham, Alabama, is doing something very similar right now with Aerosmith. He is playing keys and singing harmony and whatnot with them. I saw him with the Black Jacket Symphony so many times. It's just, I love to picture him on stage in Vegas with Aerosmith. Not now, of course, because Steven Tyler is going through rehab. But when they get back together again, he'll be working. Maybe Buck came back. Maybe Buck can, you know, do a little gig around here.
That would be good.
Come
I'd
on,
love
Buck.
It. Mm-hmm.
I know you're out there. I know you're listening. How about get back together with the Black
Come
Jacket
on,
Symphony?
Buck.
One show only. That's all we need. One show only. It's 825. Talk 99.5. Talk 99.5.com. We'll throw some first news your way. Come back with a deep dive. Stick around. It's Talk 99.5. Talk 99.5.com.
Talk 99.5. Dixon and Vining show continues on this Thursday morning. Valerie Vining and Richard Dixon. We're going to go to the phones right now and talk to somebody we know and love and trust and adore. Chris Molesky from Hometown Lenders. Good morning to you, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. How about you? How are you?
you okay over there? I hear a little fumbling on the phone. You all right?
Days, you know, you just everything that goes wrong could go wrong, has gone wrong. It's just one of those days you got to live with.
I hear you. Is it my understanding today you're going to have a little company later on today at Hometown Lenders from Talk 99.5?
Yes, we are. Leland will be out here today doing his show. We've got a realtor appreciation luau.
A luau.
We've got Boston Butts. We got chicken. We got food. There'll be luau games. Just kind of celebrating our realtors, having a fun time with them. Leland will be broadcasting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, excellent.
With a lot of them.
And is this happening at your River Chase location? Is that where the things are happening? Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what? You guys have plenty to celebrate because you have helped so many Talk 99.5 listeners over the years with their mortgages, not only to maybe get true approved, but also maybe to save them money. And right now, there couldn't be a better time to maybe consolidate, get rid of some of that debt. Tell everybody a little bit about how they can do that with you today, Chris.
We are seeing it every day. We are seeing people that are calling us, who are going to the website, who are saying, okay, I think I finally understand what you're saying is I've got these credit cards. I'm paying them. It's a burden, even though I'm paying a minimum payment. I want to get rid of it. I've got the email from my company, credit card company, saying, hey, your rate's going to go up and it could continue to go up. Therefore, that next minimum payment is going to be a lot higher than it has been. We can solve that problem, and we've done that with so many of your listeners. Right now, as I look at a list of just 99.5 listeners who've come in for that purpose, and it's a fantastic time to do that right now. I hate to say this, a call to action, but it is what it is. It's not that the sky is falling, but there are some solutions right now to make things a lot better in an economy right now that's extremely tough, and we can help that. We can put money back in your pocket. And when you got money in your pocket, that makes things a little bit less stressful and gives you a lot more options.
Yeah, and if you would give out your number and email online site so people can find you and maybe get in touch with you today to make some of that happen.
Absolutely. Call us this morning, 989-7171, or go to savewith995.com.
Excellent. You guys have a great time today. Chris, thank you so much for what you do. Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
834, and a couple of things going on. The Fed Chairman Powell yesterday contradicted Joe Biden by saying that, no, the war in Ukraine is not the main driver of inflation. And, in fact, pointed out that inflation started well before the war in Ukraine, that there was a very little bit of a lift there.
And that's very easy. That's very easy to figure out. You look at where gas prices were and where we were after Joe Biden took office and what the number was, and then when the war happened, and that's very easy to
There's
figure out.
There's a long—well, and inflation in general. Yeah. I mean, it was almost 8% before the war broke out. Now it's 8.6%. And Powell also said, by the way— don't see any end in sight.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of Chairman Powell, but he's a better gauge of things than was Janet Yellen, who is the Treasury Secretary, who seems to be completely clueless about how any of this stuff works. I mean, she's like, the economy is continuing to expand. It contracted last quarter, Janet.
Yeah, and Biden in complete denial, saying that we're not going to go into a recession.
No, that's
not going to happen.
Not inevitable. It's never going to happen anyway. Let's get to the World Games countdown first, shall we?
The World Games are coming. The World Games are coming to Birmingham, and to keep up with everything there is to know every day, remember that here, Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. Games, information, station, location. So get ready. Super glue your dial to 99.5. Here's how far we are from the start.
Days until the World Games.
Wait a minute.
That's 14.
You're doing it again.
What?
Missing a perfect opportunity. The damn song is your 16.
What do you care? You haven't had to do any of these.
You're 16.
16. You're beautiful.
And you know it.
You're mine. 8:36, and here's what's going on with the, we'll skip the gun report theme and get straight to what is going on with, this is actually going to get a vote today. Again, looking for cloture with Republicans. We'll see if they can overcome a Republican filibuster. Considering 14 Republicans voted in favor of this last time, I have a sneaking suspicion it shouldn't be too much trouble. You have to have 60 votes to begin debate, 60 votes to end debate. And, of course, there's only 50 Democrats right now. So some of the things that are in this gun bill that is in front of the Senate, red flag laws, this is money that would go to states for them to help create and enforce red flag laws. I'm not that crazy about red flag laws because what it means is a neighbor, a friend, a relative can say, I think Dixon's been acting a little weird. You should take his guns away. Got to go in front of a judge, make the case. Then I have to defend myself at my own expense to keep a right that I should already have simply because somebody said, random person decided it should be taken away. I'm not in favor of that. The ability to abuse that is just too great.
That is that's the biggest flaw with this. And it's unfortunate because you could have a situation where somebody really should maybe have their guns taken away from them, that they have some mental instability. I mean, doesn't everybody have a little bit of them? But I'm just saying those that are really off the rails, that you know that there is no way that they should have a weapon, be in control of a weapon, that there is some serious mental illness, that individual should have it. But it's too gray an area to determine
in some
what
cases.
That is. Yeah, in some cases.
Let's not confuse this with the guy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Right.
The police had been called on this cat 33 times.
Yeah. There's your indicator.
33 times.
Right.
You know, now you've got law enforcement going, I don't think this dude needs to have guns. We've been dealing with him. He's nothing but trouble. And then they can go to a judge and say, now, if you want to talk about that. But when it's just, you know,
a neighbor, random person,
a relative.
Yeah. We got into an argument and he said so and so.
Your radio partner, just anybody who suddenly decides, yeah, that's the sort of thing
that,
I'm
that's
about.
Where you get down the slippery slope. But yeah, maybe there is a way to say, hey, this guy on social media has telegraphed that he wants to do harm to a school or a church or wherever that is. And you have some pretty credible information that this individual really wants to do harm or is planning and plotting to do something. That changes it a little bit.
St. Stephen's. 911 had been called on his house
13
a bunch of times. He was the guy who called it most of the time.
Yeah.
That's another situation where you go, something funny is going on here. Maybe this guy doesn't need to have guns. But that's the police making that decision. That's not, you know, your average everyday yahoo.
Or the police saying, hey, maybe a judge ought to look at this.
Exactly.
You know, here's the log of times that we've been to this individual's house. Here's what's happened. He's had an arrest here or he's had this happen. Let's maybe take a look at it. But it's a slippery slope, this red flag law.
Enhanced background checks, I'm not averse to that. That's for people between the ages of 18 and 21. Means they're going to go back and look at juvenile records as well. Because a lot of times if you're like, well, he's 18, well, he hasn't really had time to do anything wrong or commit any sort of crime. So, he has. It's just all sealed because it's his juvenile records. If we could take a look at those, then we can know whether or not maybe he's a little off his rocker. I'm not necessarily averse to that. Closing the boyfriend loophole, That means domestic abuse right now in almost every state. If you commit domestic abuse, you can have your guns taken away. That's for your spouse. That's for your live-in compatriot, whoever it may be. Now they're saying, oh, they don't necessarily have to live with you. If you commit that domestic abuse, we can still take your guns away. So they're just expanding that to involve boyfriends. And then redefining a federal firearms license, which is just goofy. It means that if somebody cedes you their guns, gives you their guns, somebody leaves you a bunch of guns in the will, and you say, I don't need all these guns. I'm going to sell a bunch of these. Oh, now you have to act like a federally licensed firearms dealer.
No, that's not sane.
That makes very little sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
If I knew, I could probably walk around this building and say, I got six guns, I got this, here's some pictures of them, whatever. And I could unload all of them in one day, most likely, knowing how my coworkers are and how much we all love firearms. And I would be selling them at great low prices, because you're my friends.
Give them to us, Richard.
I could, but I wouldn't. But according to these rules, oh, no, no, you can't do that. Last thing they do is they supposedly increase penalties for straw purchases. They're already illegal. There's already penalties. I don't know what else you're going to do. Look, here's the thing. We don't enforce the damn laws we have right now.
That's exactly right. And so we're going to add this one. And how are we going to enforce that? This one is even going to be more difficult to enforce.
There's two cops in L.A. who are dead now because a felon was caught with a gun and D.A. Gascon gave him 2 months probation.
Ridiculous.
And he served 20 days in jail.
Ridiculous.
And this was a felon caught with a gun. On a federal level, that's 5 years, no hope of parole. 5 years. Gascon says, no problem. This guy had, once again, been arrested a bunch of times in the past, many times for violent crimes, and the DA decides to let him slide, and two cops are now dead as a result of it. That's the sort of thing that just burns you up and goes, why pass more laws? You're not enforcing the ones we already have. This seems to be the real problem. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865. She is my real estate agent. She should be yours. You know, she asked me for a list of things that I wanted in a house, and it just so happened that I had that right off the top of my head. I said I needed to be this big. I needed to have this kind of layout. I needed to be this far away from any sort of neighbors. I'd like to have this much land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she made, notes and came back to me, and we ended up seeing a few places. And I would tell her, I like this place, but here's where it falls short. Here's why I can't buy it. Here's why it's not right for me. And eventually found on about the fifth visit the exact perfect place for me because I was picky and I could be. On the other hand, you know, she worked overtime just to make sure that I got in front of all the right houses and managed to get an offer in front of the owners that was going to turn their head and get their attention. She can do the exact same thing for you, even in a tight market. That's what she does. That's how good she is. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, 229-1865. She can also market and stage your home to get top dollar when you sell it. You should call her because she's really good at what she does. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams Trustful, 229-1865.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled.
Talk 99.5, it is Dixon and Vining. So glad you're with us this morning and so hope that you're having no issues at your home when it comes to cracking in the foundation of your home. It could be a big problem left unfixed. So get it fixed today with B-Dry. They've been in business well over six decades. They know what they're doing. They're going to get it fixed right for you. And maybe it's a issue of moisture in your basement or crawl space. They can also handle that for you as well. You can go online to request a free quote at bdryalabama.com. Locally owned and operated. Love the fact that they're right here. They offer a life of the structure warranty, a 12 months interest free as well, if you need that. Let them come out, see what's going on, see if they can go ahead and fix what's going on there, whether it's the cracking in the foundation or you've got that musty, moldy smell in the basement, or you're just seeing plain out water in your basement or crawl space. Got to get it fixed. Get it done right with B-Dry. BDryAlabama.com. Here's the number again, 205-942-1976.
It is 850 and Dixon and Vining on your airwaves. Talk 99.5 and talk99.5.com. I once again walk into my office this morning and find a voicemail. Since nobody actually has my office number, I know that it's got to be one person and one person only. The guy who seems to think that he's calling Nancy Pelosi, despite the fact that my voicemail message says, "Hi, this is Richard Dixon. Leave your name or number at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can." Somehow he still thinks he's calling Nancy Pelosi every time.
Nancy. Nancerino, this is Joe, the man who put the lead in leadership. I'm giving a 1-3 punch to reduce oil prices. A man of action. I'll show the country that getting things done is as easy as riding a bike. First, I'm going to declare a gas tax holiday. This will drop the price of a gallon of gas about 18 cents, which means when you fill up, you can go in and use the money you saved to buy a hot dog and a large slushie. I have my staff working on an animated gas holiday special with lots of songs and touching moments. Touching. Where was I? Oh yes, the second punch. I have sent a message summoning the heads of the big oil companies to come to the White House to discuss how to lower gas prices, and I'll be showing my leadership by not being there. Instead, I've invited the one person who has the most to do with high oil prices to be in charge, Vladdy Putin. And punch number three, I will be flying to Saudi Arabia to demand that those nice people please send us more oil so we can become more oil independent. I'm preparing for this meeting. I've got a really sharp-looking suit with knee pads so I can grovel extra low, and I'll have TikTok mints to get the taste of licking their sandals out of my mouth. Mrs. Dr. Jill will go with me, and she told me that she would have to wear an abaya. That's what the ladies wear there. So I said, okay, I'll buy ya an abaya. It's jokes like that got me my gig on Jimmy Kimmel.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
We're ready to roll.
Oh, okay. My motorcade to go down and get a slushie is ready to go, so I gotta run.
Mr. President, what flavor slushie are you getting?
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. He's my Kennel. Favorite. Parent Structural Services, ParentSS.com, and the World Wide Web. They are your foundation guys when it comes to cracking, crumbling, leaning, sinking. If you think you may have a problem, just call them up. 668-2626. They'll come by, give you the straight skinny, because they have the experience and they have the integrity. You know, they're not going to snow you. They're not in the business of trying to take anybody for a ride. But if you do need foundation work done, you could not ask for a better company. They are the ones who are going to make sure that your foundation gets on the up and up, and a lifetime structural warranty involved as well. Parrot Structural Services, ParrotSS.com, 668-2626.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen. You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.